This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, with a set of sounds from homemade diddly bow to the dobro-influenced steel guitar of country music, and then the bottleneck slide guitar and blues and rock. All influences on our guests are coming. The sacred steel players called the Slide Brothers, led by Robert Randolph. First, though, the diddly bow, a handmade string instrument likely with African roots in the American South. Some players use door screens for strings, but here's Moses Williams from Florida, who put a coat hanger on a board. He used some kind of slide to play and sing Sitting on Top of the World on American Roots.
Stand by, friends. Here's Leon again with that old steel guitar. Take it, Leon. Take it away, boy. Take it.
canary, oh, the wolves are running round. The winter was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, was a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers and went to bed, that's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke, the direwolf, 600 pounds of sin, was grinning at my window. All I said was, come on in. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in, I got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut my deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me. Up in Nario, the black and bloody mud. The dying wolf collects his due while the boys sing round the fire. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. No, no, don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
The Tale of the Dire Wolf is sung by Jerry Garcia, who also plays steel guitar there, leading the Grateful Dead in high hippie country style in 1970 on the LP Working Man's Dead. Before that, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, 1937, with Leon McAuliffe on steel guitar. He was the signature player of that instrument with the famed Western Swing Band for many years. On the blues and gospel side, the classic approach to playing a slide sound is with a bottleneck or metal slide on a guitar. And it's a sound that influenced rockers from the Allman Brothers to Keith Richards and Eric Clapton. Here's Blind Willie Johnson, 1927, in Holy Blues slide style. Mother's Children Have a Hard Time on American Roots.
Well, well, well. Ah. Hey, Mother's Children Have a Hard Time. Motherless children have a hard time, Mother dead. The line how been where to go, winding around from door to door. Have a hard time. Nobody on earth can take a mother's place, when mother is dead, Lord. Nobody on earth take mother's place when mother dead. I don't need to take mother's place. Men were starting fade away. Nobody treats you like mother well. Your wife, your husband may be good to you when mother is dead, Lord. May be good to you, mother dead. Wifey, your husband may be good to you, but barren of an ill, prove untrue. Nobody treats you like mother will when mother is dead, Lord. Low, low, low. Well, some people say that sister will do when mother is dead. That sister will do when mother dead. Some people say that sister will do, but soon as she marries, she'll turn her back on you. Nobody treats you like mother will. And father will do the best he can when mother is dead, Lord. Well, the best he can when mother dead. I will do the best he can. Show me the thing your father can't understand. Nobody treats you like mother will. And mother, the children have a hard time when mother is dead, Lord. Father, the children have a hard time mother dead. Well, I'd have anywhere to go, one dead around from door to door. Have a hard time.
Eric Clapton, taking the image of the motherless child to the next generation and swinging it out a bit. Clapton credits Blind Willie Johnson's music in his own approach to slide guitar. And in a moment, we'll hear how a new generation of sacred steel guitar players made some of Clapton's sound their own. When American Roots returns.